Now, your next guest has made his name on the football field. If you followed football or still follow football, you'll remember Vasco da Gama. Well, he's made his name. His name, of course, Cipello Jalivane. And what he's done is that journey that started out being a footballer now has turned into Khayelitsha's very first fine dining restaurant called Milk. And I know some people will go, hold on, a fine dining restaurant in Khayelitsha? Really? I mean, how plausible is that? Well, I can tell you that it's very plausible. And the man who's going to give you some insights into that is Cipello Jalivane himself. Cipello, good having you on the show. Good morning.
Morning, sir, and good morning to the listeners.
So let's talk about your journey first and foremost. We'll talk about the restaurant. The restaurant obviously is very important, but it's always good to just get some type of background into an individual. Where were you born? How did you get involved in football? And then you can talk to me, and I'll ask you that question again about this reinvention. So let's start right at the beginning.
I was born in Langa, and then I went to Khayelitsha. I spent most of my time in Khayelitsha.
Mm-hmm.
That's where I started growing the passion of playing football.
Okay, so you obviously, you know, did very well for yourself, but there comes a time in one's career, Cipello, where you go, actually, I've had enough of this, or I really need to think of doing something else. When did that moment happen for you?
I had a brother that played for South Africa under 23, and he played for Ajax.
Mm.
So he was very good, and I looked up to him. And what football had done to him, it made me cautious not to give 120% in football, to also make sure that I study and I have something to fall for when football career gives me lemon.
Yeah, and that does happen, right? Because those careers, because of the physical... how demanding it is from a physical perspective, you have a limited time span, and that game can spit you out and leave you on the side where just sitting on the pavement very, very quickly.
Mm. The lifespan of football is very short.
No, it is. It certainly is. So why fine dining? I mean, what did you end up studying, and then how did you transition into fine dining in particular?
I went to Luhlaza High School. Then from there, I went to Oval College in town, where I did business management. But I could not complete it due to financial constraints.
Okay.
That's when I went into the business. I was a dropout. I went to a business. I started small, selling the chicken dust. And then from there, and then I got some opportunity to open up a fine dining.
Okay, so you first, did you do the chisinyama type thing, or you say chickens? What? Just give me some more insight into that. What type of chicken did you sell at the beginning?
I sold a chicken dust.
Okay.
Chicken on the streets, and then fry the chicken, and then sell it to people. And I had a place where people buy the chicken,
yes,
the chicken dust, and then they sit and enjoy the food. I had a beautiful place on an open field that I created,
mm-hmm,
so that I would be different. I would stand out from the rest of the people that does the chisanyama, just to catch an attention from the people.
Oh, and I mean, that is a key thing. Differentiation in business is very, very key. So how does one move from the chicken to fine dining?
I had to move from the chicken to fine dining. But for me to be able to move to the fine dining, I had to put on hold the fine dining, because I was encountering the problems on the field where I was operating, because the police had a problem.
Mm.
Because they were saying it's illegal for me to be operating on an open field, to have a lot of people that sit there and enjoy themselves. So basically, I was restricted. So I had to venture into another business to get the cash injection to be able to bring back that dream of doing a restaurant.
Wow.
Because I had the idea and the passion, but I had to venture into some other businesses to collect some cash and to make that dream alive again.
And so that's what I. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is what they call a hustle. You are a hustler, like a lot of other business people out there. You pivot, you do what you need to, you find the cash, and you chase your dream. So I'm going to encourage you. Have you got a website that we can check out, Sipela?
The website is still under construction because we're still new.
Okay, that's fine.
We're three weeks operating, so we haven't found our feet yet. We're still finding our feet. But the website is still under construction. For now, we have the Insta, Eat at the Milk, and the Facebook page,
yes.
The Milk Restaurant, Twitter, Eat at the Milk.
Okay. I'm going to encourage everybody to follow that. What we will do is share some of those links as well so that people can find out exactly where you are. And I'm encouraging people to go and have a bit of milk, so to speak. So, Sipela, what a pleasure. You are an inspiration to a lot of people looking to make a change in their lives as well. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much for the opportunity and for the listeners. Much appreciated. Thank you very much.
Pleasure is ours. Thank you.